From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump has picked retired Marine General James Mattis as his defense secretary.
We are going to appoint Mad Dog Mattis as our Secretary of Defense. But we're not announcing it till Monday, so don't tell anybody.
Mattis, who has earned the nickname Mad Dog because of his comments that he likes to fight, was a Marine commander in the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. If he were to be approved, Congress would have to waive a law requiring defense secretaries to be retired from active service for at least 7 years. Mattis retired in 2013. Mr. Trump headed to the U.S. heartland late Thursday, celebrating with some of the voters who were sending him to the White House in January. Speaking during his annual State of the Nation address, Russian President Vladimir Putin said Moscow is ready to cooperate with the Trump administration, adding it is important to normalize and develop bilateral relations on an equal and mutually beneficial basis. Thousands of conservative Muslims rallied in the Indonesian capital today, demanding the arrest of Jakarta's governor. The governor, a Christian who is seeking re-election in February, is being prosecuted for blasphemy. The charges stem from a comment he made on the campaign trail when he dismissed his political opponents who had cited a verse in the Quran that warns against Muslims supporting non-believers. This is VOA News. South Korea's National Assembly announced today the vote to impeach President Park Geun-hye has been postponed for a week, first time in South Korean history that prosecutors have named a sitting president as the subject of a criminal investigation. They claim Park was involved in illicit acts allegedly committed by her influential friend Choi Soon-sil to force major Korean conglomerates to donate more than $65 million to two foundations. Choi is also alleged to have funneled some of those funds to her private companies and to side contracts for friends. French President François Hollande has announced he does not plan to run for a second term, which would make him the first French incumbent in years to step down without running for re-election.
Je ne peux accepter, je ne peux me résoudre même.
Hollande said he would not allow his already deeply divided leftist ranks to explode by his running. That would end all hope, he says, for a victory in next spring's elections, paving the way for a conservative win. Hollande's popularity has sunk to a record low, down to 4% last month. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has apologized to the people of Haiti more than 6 years after UN peacekeepers were blamed for causing a deadly cholera epidemic there.
We simply did not do enough with regard to the cholera outbreak and its spread in Haiti. We are profoundly sorry for our role.
It is widely accepted that Nepalese peacekeepers who were sent to Haiti in its recovery after the devastating 2010 earthquake contaminated a branch of a key river with cholera. More than 9 people died of the disease. Some 800,000 became ill. President Obama on Thursday night marked his final time to light the national Christmas tree here in Washington.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey! Merry Christmas, everybody!
Well, as you can tell, it was a festive time. Mr. Obama offered a wish that Americans will care for the sick, the hungry, he said, and the downtrodden this holiday season, and treat one another as they would want to be treated. The president said that message rounds out his family's Christian faith and that of Americans of all backgrounds. Lighting ceremony tradition began in 1923 and takes place in what's known as President's Park, that's just south of the White House. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.